Good morning.
弟兄姐妹们早。
Well, there's a good emphasis on my presence here.
对我的到来一个很好的强调。
I'm so glad to be here again. So glad to see new lifers this morning.
很高兴能够见到众弟兄姐妹们在这里。
Blessed Christmas to you.
祝大家蒙福的圣诞。
We bring greetings from Pasir Panjang Christ Church. Brothers and sisters there, we say blessed Christmas to you, new lifers.
我们从巴西班让基督教会带弟兄姐妹的祝福，祝大家圣诞蒙恩。
Can I see how many of you are regular new lifers? You are here almost every week. So we can, wow, so many here this morning. That's great.
假如你是常来的，每个星期都来的，会有请你举手。
Oh yeah, that was for the Chinese. Okay, right. How many of you are new friends just brought by your friends this morning? We'll wait for the translation.
有哪一位是第一次来的，受你朋友邀请的，请你举手。
Great, welcome this morning. Welcome to New Life.
欢迎。
You know, Christmas is a season of celebration.
圣诞是一个庆祝的节日。
It's the year end of where time to slow down, relax, and get around with the family and friends and experience.Happy times.
就是对亲戚朋友来说是一个放松、一个松懈、一个高兴的日子。
And in Singapore, we celebrate Christmas.
在新加坡，我们庆祝圣诞。
You know, we have festive lights. If you go down Orchard Road, you see all the Christmas lights.
你在乌节路看到很多的圣诞装饰亮灯。
People say this year not so good.
有的人说今年不太好。
I ask them why.
我问他为什么呢？
Well, because the light up became too hot.
因为他觉得那个灯亮灯太火热了。
I think there were news reports of two incidents where, you know, there were two fires as a result of the Christmas light.
有两处地方就是报告就是圣诞的树着火了。
I think even two shopping plazas, Orchard and the not so lucky plaza, got fire.
有一个是在乌节路的购物中心，另外一个是不太幸运的幸运中心。
Well, fire or no fire, there's always the Christmas sale.
而且也有很多人呢促销圣诞促销。
Season of giving.
圣诞就是来付出的日子。
And for the Singapore retailers, it's a season of buying, cashing in.
我们看到很多人这个圣诞的这个商家他们在促销。
And it's gripped us, you know, so much so when I sent out a Christmas greeting to one of my coworkers, I got this sale sign, beauty products for sale.
我在发出这个圣诞的祝福的给我的同工，他给我一个回信，就是有一个促销的那个标志。
So, there's probably something wrong with my face. That's why he sent me that.
我脸上有点问题。
Some of us, we don't like sales, but we like to slow down and stop work.
我们当中可能不太喜欢促销，可能喜欢放慢脚步。
Perhaps some of us get a breather near Christmas. Most businesses slow down.
也许有一些他们要放慢他们的生意。
If nothing else gives you joy, there's always in Singapore food.
而且我相信给我们更大的快乐就是新加坡的食物。
You know, Singapore is well known for being a food crazy nation.
新加坡也是很多人知道这个是很多这个老饕。
Long queues for popular food.
那些很多很著名的摊位都是很长的人龙。
And at Christmas, many hotels offer Christmas brunches. You'll get your mouth watering.
而有一些酒店有这个圣诞的这个促销餐来使你流口水。
Singaporeans celebrate Christmas in so many ways to try to feel happy, and they may not be wrong in itself.
新加坡有许多人要庆祝圣诞是要使到自己很高兴，没有错。
But I submit to you this morning, this type of Christmas joy is temporary.
但是我要告诉你，这样的圣诞的快乐是暂时的。
You know, if there's nothing else about Christmas, after the season of shopping and eating and celebrating, there's a sense of a tiredness and emptiness.
就是在这些圣诞喜庆过后，我们的购物了，还高兴了，就过后会觉得好像很累或者很空虚。
Season comes, the season goes.
而这个季节到来，季节也会走。
We eat a lot and then try to lose weight.
我们吃了很多，又尝试要减肥。
We take a holiday and then we feel tired. We need a post-holiday holiday.
我们过了这个假日之后，我们回来很累了，我们又想假日之后再拿假日。
And in January, when the office and school opens again, we almost groan. Start again.
当这个一月新年的时候，我们就想哇，又要开工开学了，很累。
So, This type of joy, while it gives us temporary happiness or bubbliness, it doesn't seem to last.
而我们看见这样的快乐是不能够持久。
And the truth is that to have a lasting Christmas joy, we have to go back to the first Christmas.
而我们能回到第一个圣诞的喜乐。
It is where the Bible records for us true Christmas joy.
而圣经告诉我们这个是真正的圣诞的喜乐。
In Luke chapter 2, it's recorded that the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
就是在路加福音第二章第十到十一节说，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
This is good tidings of great joy.
这就是大喜的信息。
Angel said, Behold, pay attention, listen.
就是说看啊，注意听。
I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
我带给你大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Why? Because this word, good tidings or good news, is actually one word in Greek. It's known as the gospel.
而这个大喜的信息在希腊文原文其实是一个字，就是福音。
The gospel of great news, the good news of great joy is the gospel.
而这个大喜的信息就是福音。
It is not limited to one segment of time. It is to all people, even here now today, Christmas in Singapore at New Life.
而这个圣诞的信息不是只是局限于少部分人，乃是给所有的人，包括我们当中在座的每一位。
What is this good news of great joy?
而什么是大喜的信息呢？
For unto you,is born this day in the city of David a Savior which is Christ the Lord.
就是今天在大卫城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Unto you, for you, for your benefit.
就是为着你，为着你的益处。
Is born this day in the city of David a special someone.
就是有一个很特别的一位在大卫的城里面而生。
Some of you may be wondering, where is the city of David?
我们当中在想大卫的城在什么地方？
Well, your program sheet has a little on the front, a little bottom, which has the outline of the city of David, because the city of David looks like that today.
我们的这个程序单，英文的程序单有一个形容这个大卫城的
If you go to Bethlehem in the Holy Land today, you will see a small town on a ridge of hills.
走，今天我们到这个圣地的这个伯利恒，我们会看见一个小城在这个山坡顶上。
It's about 15 minutes drive from Jerusalem.
大约从耶路撒冷15分钟路程车程。
Compared to Jerusalem with its magnificent buildings, Bethlehem is really a small city.
比较这个耶路撒冷这个大的城市许多的建筑，伯利恒是一个很小的乡镇。
But Bethlehem is known as the city of kings.
而伯利恒就是大卫的城。
David was born there.
而大卫在伯利恒出生。
Before he became king, David was a shepherd boy.
大卫还没有成为王之前，他是一个牧羊童。
And if you go there today, you can still see.Shepherd's fields in and around Bethlehem.
你今天看，在这个伯利恒那里还有这个牧场牧羊。
And if you visit at night, maybe a few decades ago, you will see this shepherds in the field watching over their flock by night.
只要你回到以前的话，你会看见这个有这个牧羊人在草场上看守羊群。
There are fewer of them around today if you visit the Holy Land.
假如你去看的话，他们还有好几位在那儿。
And in this environment, in this special circumstance, the angel announced Jesus' birth.
就是在这样的环境、这样的情况里面，这个天使在这样宣告耶稣的降生。
This is what He said, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you, for your benefit, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
就是天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了，就是为你们的利益，以你们益处生了救主，就是主基督。
Notice three descriptions of this special baby.
你注意看这个关乎这个婴孩有三样的形容。
First, he is a savior.
首先他是一位救主。
Well, what does he save us from?
他要救我们从哪里出来呢？
Matthew 1:21. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里揪出来。
And so Jesus is called Savior because he shall save his people from their sins.
耶稣基督被称为救主，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Some of us may not have heard this before, so bear with me as I go through this message. Good news of great joy, Jesus as Savior.
我们当中可能还没有听过这个信息，让我很简单的来叙述，基督是救主。
What is sin? Sin is that which separates us from a holy God.
罪是什么呢？就是罪是使我们与圣洁的神分开。
Sin is disobedience against a holy God.
罪就是不顺从圣洁的神。
We all experience sins because we are all sinners.
我们每一个都经历罪，因为我们都是罪人。
Well, let me ask you this question. You know, hands up all those of us who have never lied.
假如我们当中没有说过谎话的，请你举手。
Never told a lie before.
没有讲过骗话。
Oh, very good. If you put your hand, you'll be lying.
只要你举手的话，就是你在说谎话。
The truth is, all of us have lied.
事实是我们每个都说过谎话。
All of us have sinned.
我们每个人都有罪。
The Bible says sin has its consequence.
圣经说罪有这个代价。
In our imperfect human legal system, we understand this.
在我们这个不完全的人，我们明白这一点。
By God's grace, I was a lawyer for 10 years before the Lord called me to ministry.
我感谢神，就是在十年之前，神呼召我进入这个全职。
不是十年之前的，我、啊、I was a lawyer for 10 years before the Lord called me to ministry.
啊，对。哈哈哈
哈。Yeah, so I was a lawyer for 10 years. 我做十年的律师、
哦、啊，对，十年的律师，对不起。
Please bear with him. Our human legal system is imperfect.
我们这个人类的这个系统是不完全的。
And yet, we understand, if you break the law, there should be a consequence.
我们知道，当我们犯这个法的时候，我们会面对这个代价。
When you drive along the highway in Singapore,
when you
see the traffic police, what do? You speed up, right?
当你看在这个高速公路行驶的时候，看你当你看见交通警察之后，你会驾得更快吗
？You will slow down. You don't want to get caught.
你会放慢速度，你不会加快速度。
Bible tells us sin has eternal consequence, eternal separation from God.
但是圣经告诉我们，罪有这个永远的这个结局，就是分开与神分开。
But there is a savior. Praise the Lord.
但是感谢神，有一位救主。
Jesus Christ, the Savior who was born to take the consequence of our sin on Himself.
基督耶稣降生，把这个罪，我们的罪担负在他的身上，付起这个代价。
Because in Christ contained the promise of life, He went to the cross. There's another celebration at Good Friday and Easter that Christians have to commemorate that Jesus Christ.Gave his life and died for you and me.
而在这个受难节的时候，再次纪念耶稣基督为我们的罪，为你和我的罪死在十字架上，付上罪的这个赎价。
He died to bring peace between God and man.
他死是为了带给我们与神和人之间有这个平安。
Jesus is Savior because He saves us from our sins.
基督是救主，因为他救我们脱离罪。
The text doesn't just tell us He's a Savior, Luke tells us there is more.
圣经的那段经文不只是告诉我们他是救主，路加福音还告诉我们更多。
Luke tells us he is the Christ, the Christ. That means the promised one, the promised Messiah, the anointed one.
而这个路加福音也告诉我们，不单是救主，也告诉我们就是主基督，就是基督，就是应许的弥赛亚，那位受膏者。
There is only one chosen Savior.
只有一位被选的、拣选的、救主。
There are not many ways.To get peace with God and to go to heaven.
没有其他的方法能够使我们与神和好到天堂那里去。
This is the promised one, Jesus Christ, the only Messiah.
耶稣基督就是那位应许受应许的，就是那位弥赛亚。
This morning, I read with my family the genealogy of Christ in Matthew chapter 1.
今天早上我与我的家人一起来读耶稣基督的家谱。
Matthew traces the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
马太福音叙述到耶稣基督就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的子孙。
Matthew traces and records the generations from David, from Abraham.
这个马太福音记载耶稣基督的家谱是从亚伯拉罕开始，还有这个大卫开始。
Because Jesus was the perfect fulfillment of the Abrahamic and Davidic covenant.
而这个大卫，耶稣基督就是大卫，上帝完成了与亚伯拉罕和大卫所立的约。
At the incarnation of Jesus, there was perfect fulfillment of the Abrahamic and Davidic covenant, visibly to man. Not perfected yet, but visibly, we could see, yes, fulfillment.
而耶稣基督的道成肉身就是实应验了上帝借着大卫和亚伯拉罕所立约的约和应许。
Notice that from our standpoint of history, our predecessors placed the book of Matthew right at the beginning of the New Testament.
我们呢可以看见这个新约里面马太福音开始这个新约的记载是讲到
You have all of the promises that there's a Messiah coming.
有许多的这个应许讲到弥赛亚的到来。
The promise of a perfect king, a perfect prophet, a perfect priest.
而这个应许讲到一个完全的君王，完全的祭司。
And you turn over the page and you get to Matthew chapter 1 and you read the genealogy of Christ that's traced from Abraham and traced from David and you say, praise God, Jesus Christ is the fulfillmentOf God's promise.
当我们看见这个马太福音所记载，耶稣基督是从亚伯拉罕是亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的子孙，我们可以来感谢神，因为耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
The incarnation is a huge marker in redemption history.
而这个耶稣基督道成肉身，就是在救赎历史里面一个很重要的标志。
Because it is His story.
因为历史就是神的这个所记载的事件。
It is the story of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督道成肉身的事。
In the fullness of time, God sent His Son.
到时候满足的时候呢，神差他的儿子。
Imagine all of the Old Testament saints looking forward to the promised Messiah.
而有在旧约的这个圣徒，他们在仰望这个是弥赛亚的应许。
And at that first Christmas, all the hopes.All the covenantal hopes in history realized in Jesus Christ.
所有在这个旧约里面的这个应许和这个盼望都应验在耶稣基督身上。
The son of David, the son of Abraham.
大卫的子孙和亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Luke goes on to say, a savior which is Christ the Lord.
而路加接下来叙说，救主就是主基督。
The Lord is the New Testament equivalent of God, Jehovah, Yahweh Himself.
而这个主在旧约里面是讲到这个，新约里面就讲到这个耶和华神。
In this baby lies a wonderful reality.
在这个婴孩身上有一个很美丽的这个事实。
A reality that never was before and never shall be.
而这个事实是以从以前前所未有的。
God incarnate, God with us.
就是神道成肉身，神与我们同在。
God who literally took the form of His own creation, man.
而神呢，真实的成为肉身，成为人。
The truth of the incarnation really grips us.
而这个道成肉身能够来抓住我们的心。
I mean, how many of you would like to be monkeys? Really? You like to be monkeys? You love that, you know?
我们当中有谁愿意来做一个猴子呢？
You know, monkeys are mischievous creatures, right?
这个猴子是顽皮的动物。
Sometimes you call your son, don't be a monkey.
你可能说告诉你的孩子说不要好像猴子一样。
Earlier this year, my family was taking a walk along one of the reservoirs, and a monkey came out and snatched food from my son.
然后当我在我的和家人在这个蓄水池漫步的时候，这个猴子抢了我孩子的食物。
He was so scared of monkeys.
我的孩子吓坏了，被猴子吓坏了。
How about I offer you the chance to become a monkey?
假如我给你一个机会，要不要？你要愿不愿意成为一个猴子呢？
I mean, it's such a privilege, right? To go from a man to become a monkey, yeah.
或者你要成为一个人，要成为一个猴子，是一个很特别的事。
I don't think we will have any volunteers in New Life.
我相信没有人会愿意要成为猴子。
No one wants that.
没有一个人要这样做。
I have far greater privileges as a human being.
我们身为人，是可等的有特权。
And at the first Christmas, we think of Jesus Christ, God, with us.
在这个第一个圣诞节里面，我们想到神成为人与我们在一起。
God Himself with all the privileges of deity.
神拥有所有一切的属性。
He became one of His created beings. He took the form of man.
而他却取了人的这个样式。
And that monkey illustration just begins the immensity of that thought.
而这个猴子就是这样的一个叙述这样的一个事。
Why did God Himself have to come?
而为什么神要如此做呢？
Because a sinner cannot provide a solution for another sinner.
因为罪人不能够为另外一个罪人提供解决罪方法。
This pastor cannot pay for his own sin.
这个牧师不能够为自己的罪来付代价。
Much less can someone human alone.Pay for the price of another.
更不用说其他的人是人本身来为其他的人来付上罪的代价。
All of the good we do can never reach the standard of a holy God.
我们所有的一切善行都不能够达到神圣洁的标准。
A savior of the world is not just a good human being.
一个世人的救主不只是一个好人而已。
Jesus didn't just come as some good example.
耶稣基督不是来立下一些好的榜样而已。
He is the Son of God Himself.
他本身就是神的儿子。
God with us.
就是神与我们同在。
Would you receive the good news of great joy? The promised Savior has come. God with us.
你是否愿意来接受这个圣诞的这个好消息？就是救主已经来了，神与我们同在。
Don't miss that Luke records a very complete description. Savior, Christ, the Lord.
我们不要错过这个路加所形容的，就是救主、基督还有主。
But he says more.
我要讲更多。
As if to emphasize the incarnation of Christ, Luke says the angel says this.
就是当这个天使讲到这个道成肉身，天使如此说。
And I noticed my slide, the English is missing.
Before that.
Oh, before that, no. And this shall be a sign unto you. That's what the angel said. You shall see the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
You know, sometimes we romanticize in our minds the manger scene.
我们想着我们的头脑里面这个马槽是什么样子。
We think of a very bright and beautiful, nice barn, you know, made of wood.
我想到一个很美的这个一个巢。
We sing away in a manger. We can almost smell the nice hay that spread around.
我们可能闻到很芳香的这个味道在周围。
You know, a golden manger. You know where Jesus lies.
或者一个黄金的这个马槽，耶稣基督。
You know, where does this romanticizing of the manger come from?
而这样的浪漫的形容是从哪里来的呢？
Well, this is what it looks. Oh, there it is. That's my English. This is what it looks like today. This is the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, where they commemorate the place of Jesus' birth, the manger.
而这个教会就是在那个主降生的那个地方，就是纪念主基督的降生。
And it's controlled jointly by three Christian denominations: Armenian Church, Roman Catholic Church, and the Greek Orthodox Church.
由基督教的三个分支，亚美尼教会、罗马天主教会还有东方正教控制。
This is how it looks like.
就是好像这样的。情况
very bright and you know very very rich inside
很豪华富丽的情况
and this is the spot where the baby Jesus was supposed to have been born
这就是那个耶稣基督成为婴孩的时候降生的地
and I have the privilege to visit the Holy Land
我有这个机会来看这个圣地
we had a very good tour guide he explained this is not what the manger looks like
那个导游说这个不是那个马槽的像的
样子 this is a tourist now it has become a tourist attraction
这个只是吸引游客的地方
he brought us to a place where the manger would look more like
他带我们到一个地方是马槽比较像的地方
it's more like that
就比较像是这样的一个地方
It's like a cave.
就好像一个山洞。
There's lots of stone in Bethlehem, very little wood.
因为在伯利恒很多石头，很少木。
Very likely Jesus was born in a stone manger.
很可能耶稣基督是在石头的马槽里面出生。
The guy described to us there may have been a fire right in the center, just a live open fire.
就是在当中有起一个火。
It was a place where animals came to feed.
而这些就是有动物来这边得到喂养。
So the manger that Jesus laid out is not a little cuddly cot. It is a feeding trough for animals to feed.
而这个耶稣基督降生的不是一个很舒适的地方，而是这个动物喂食的地方。
And the angel said, "Look for the sign. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
而天使说这个婴孩包着布躺坐在马槽里这就是记号了
This is a sign of true humble humanity
而这是真实的一个谦卑的一个记号
Jesus is genuinely man God with us
耶稣就是神与我们同在道成肉身成为人
He wasn't born in a five-star hotel or hospital
他不是在这个五星酒店或者是医院出生。
There was no room for him in the inn. No room for him in the inn.
没有地方给他。
You know, parents couldn't even afford that, what we would consider appropriate birthplace.
而他的父母亲都没有能力来给他有一个很好的地方出生。
His father was a carpenter, not the society's who's who.
而他的父亲是木匠，不是一个很有钱的人，很有名的人。
The image that we get from Luke is that we have a Savior, Christ the Lord, who identifies with all of humanity.
我们在这个路加福音所看到耶稣基督，他就是与我们所有的人来认同。
The exalted God of heaven himself.
他是至高神本身。
And yet incarnate.God with us.
但是他却道成肉身与我们同在。
This is a truth of epic proportions.
这是很真实的情况。
That's why this happened. That suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
忽然有一大队天兵从那天使赞美神说至高之处归于荣耀于神
At the birth of Christ something happens in relation to God and something happens in relation to men on earth
当这个耶稣基督降生，就有一些事情光发生在神的身上，还有人的身上。
God receives glory in the highest.
神在至高之处领受这个荣耀。
Because He is the one who sent the Savior, He designed the plan, He is the one who came down Himself.
而神就是他本身有这个计划，他本身就是差他的儿子来到世上，他本身就是神。
Oh, God deserves the highest glory.
而神值得我们值得配得最高的荣耀。
Today at Christmas, Christians the world over gather to glorify God.
而基督徒呢，就是要来荣耀神。
My question to you is, does your life glorify God?
我给大家的问题是，我们的生命是否荣耀神
？God became incarnate.For you and me.
而神道成肉身为你和我而来。
Would you respond to that truth of epic proportions?
你是否愿意接受这样的一个事实？
There's something that happens on earth when Christ came.
当耶稣基督来的时候发生了一些事。
The King James refers on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
而这个叙述是大喜的信息，关乎万民。
English Standard Version records peace among those with whom He is pleased.
这是平安呢，归于他所喜悦的人。
He is pleased with everyone who responds rightly to the message the angels give.
只要人以信心来回应这个天使的信息，他就有平安。
All who respond in faith receive this benefit of peace.
而所有以信心来领受这个益处的，就得到平安。
Question is, what is your response today?
而问题是，你的回应是什么呢
？Would you respond to the good news of great joy this morning? You are faced with the truth of God with us.
今天你早上是否愿意来接受这样的一个事实，就是神与我们同在
？How would you respond?
你如何来回应？
Would you believe the good news?
你是否相信这个好消息
？The shepherds did.
那些牧羊人他们接受。
It was recorded. It came to pass as the angels were gone away from them to heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known to us." And they came with haste. They hurried there. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
而牧羊人他们怎么回应呢？众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。”他们急忙去了，看见玛利亚和约瑟又有婴孩卧在马槽里。
This is the response of belief.
这就是一个信心的回应。
The shepherds acted on their belief.
而这个牧羊人实现了他们的信心。
They received the good news. They responded. They say, "Let's go now, quickly."
而他们领受了这个信息，他们就马上行动来回应。
They saw the beloved Christ.
他们就看见所爱的基督。
They were rewarded. They found what they were looking for.
他们找到他们所仰望的。
This morning I ask you this question. Would you receive this good news of great joy?
今天早上我问你，你是否愿意来接受这大喜的信息呢
？There is a Savior.God Himself, the promised one, who came and He lived and He died for our sin. Would you believe?
而这位救主他来到这世上，他为你和我的罪而死，你是否愿意相信？
You may ask, what is belief?
你可能问什么叫做相信呢？
Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
罗马书第十章十三节说：“凡求告主名的，就必得救。”
Genuine faith is an act of will. It involves a choice.
而真实的信心就是一个选择的行动的选择。
Some responses are not genuine faith.
而有些回应不是真实的信心。
Some people hear the story of Christmas and you know what? They're amazed. They like to hear it because yes, it's a good story.
他们听到这个圣诞的这个故事的时候，他们很惊讶，他们很喜欢这样的故事。
Some are very impressed.
他们觉得很留下印象，深刻印象。
But that is not belief.
但是那个不是相信。
Belief is making a choice to call to Jesus Christ the Lord to be your Savior.
而这个相这个相信呢，就是你我来求告耶稣基督为你个人的救主，这就是真实的相信。
And by the show of hands, I trust many of you have believed.
看见众位的举手，我相信有许多已经信靠了。
Many of you are regular new lifers here this morning.
有许多的都是每个星期都来聚会的。
To you, I say.Would you share this good news of great joy and glorify God in heaven?
我们是否愿意来借着分享这个好消息和荣耀神来回应这个好消息呢？
Luke records the shepherds, when they saw it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
而圣经告诉让我们看见这个凡听见的就差啊就就把这个天使论这话孩子的话传开了。
They started publicizing the good news.
他们啊开始传扬这个好消息。
Shepherds,
牧羊人
，not the most educated people in the world.
不是在世上最受高最高教育的人。
But they did what they did because they received the good news of great joy.
他们做他们所能做的，因为他们已经领受了大喜的信息。
The wonder of the incarnation at Christmas should grip our hearts.
而这个道成肉身的这个事实，应该来感动我们的心。
This good news of great joy, we believe, and we want all those around to hear it.
而这个大喜的信息是我们所相信的，我们也要我们周围的人能够来听见。
Well, there's a second response. The shepherds return, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
而第二个回应，这个牧羊人回去了，就看见所因所听见所看见的一切是正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Christmas isn't Christmas unless it begins in your heart.
圣诞不是圣诞，假如它直到它成就在你的心中。
And if Christmas is truly Christmas, we ask the question, what then shall we give in return for the greatest gift?
假如圣诞是圣诞的话，那么我们要怎么样做来回应救主呢
？The choir sang that this morning.
刚才诗班已经唱了。
The song that we sing is just an expression of our heart.
而我们所唱的诗歌是我们内心中的表达。
Our praise and glory to God is not just through our mouths, but through our lives.
而我们对神的这个赞美称颂，不只是从我们的嘴巴，也是从我们的生命。
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
从我们心中所发出的，我们嘴巴就讲出。
2015 is almost up, new lifers.2015, the year, is almost coming to an end.
2015年是差不多要结束了。
Would you take stock about how your life glorifies and praises God?
我们是否能够为这一年来向神交账，来归荣耀与神呢？
Would we say at New Life BP, yes, in view of this precious truth of the incarnation, this wonderful truth of epic proportions, God with us, we must respond.
我们在这里的每一位是否能够说，是的，道成肉身的，我们来回应神。
Receive the good news of great joy. The promised Savior has come, God with us.
而接受这个大喜的信息呢，就是相信救主已经到来，神与我们同在。
Respond to the good news of great joy. Believe the good news, share the good news, and glorify God.
让我们领受这样的信息，让我们传扬这样的信息，让我们也能够来荣耀神。
Do you have true lasting Christmas joy this morning?
你今天早上是否有真实的、持久的圣诞的喜乐呢？
We have two babies in our church.They are named Joy.
在我的教会里面呢，我们有这个两个婴孩，他们的名字都称为喜乐。
This is the first joy, and then this is the second joy.
这那刚才那个是第一个喜乐，这个是第二位喜乐。
And we love both baby joys.
我们都喜爱这个两个婴孩。
But today at Christmas, we remember the real source of Christmas joy.
今天圣诞里面我们知道这真正圣诞喜乐的源头
The most special baby of all
就是最最特别的婴孩
God with us
就是神与我们同在
Shall we pray
我们一起祷告
Our Father we are grateful to hear the good news of great joy which shall be to all people.
亲爱的天父，我们何等感谢你，我们能够听到这大喜的信息，关乎万民的。
For our benefit this day is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
就是基督救主成为我们的主。
Today we sing from our hearts, not just with our lips.Glory to God in the highest.
今天我们从我们的心和嘴发出来赞美称颂至高荣耀的神。
Today we pray that those who have not believed will respond to the message of great Christmas joy.
我们今天为着还没有相信你接受大喜信息的祷告。
Our Father, would you continue working in our hearts and minds as we ponder?As Mary pondered these things in her heart.
父啊，我们求你继续让在我们的心中动工，正如玛利亚她反复思想这些事。
The wonderful truth of the incarnation, God with us.
就是这道成肉身美好的信息，神与我们同在。
In this is wrapped up all of Christmas joy.
而这就包含了所有的圣诞的这个喜乐。
Receive all the glory, O our God, we pray.
上帝，你领受所有的一切的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.